Beyond presents Fragments. Richard III, or The English Prophet by Samuel Rowley. Good title. Hello and welcome to another brief Fragments episode. And first off, I should state that this entry is a bit of a cut-and-shunt job in all possibility. We have the title for a play, and a potential line from a play of the same subject, but they might not belong together. More on that point later. The title comes from Henry Herbert's license for the performing of a play, which he did on a Sunday, naughty, Sunday the 27th of July, taking from Palsgrove's men £1 for his trouble. At some point after this date, with revisions, the play Richard III or The English Prophet by Samuel Rowley was presumably performed by the players at the Fortune Theatre. Herbert's entry reads, "The Palsgrave's Players, a tragedy of Richard III or The English Prophet, with the Reformation containing 17 sheets, written by Samuel Rowley for the company at the Fortune this 27th of July." 17 sheets, or 34 sides. But apart from these details, the trail runs cold. There are lots of plays on Richard III, and this is just another lost one. But a possibly connected text to this play does sort of survive in part, and it comes to us via a cock-up. Yes, actors are they love an anecdote, don't they? And actors fuck up is infinitely amusing. He said, "In 1637, Robert Chamberlain wrote one of a number of compilation texts, collecting witty lines, and in this instance, mistakes. A new book of mistakes is full of examples of people fudging some social situation, and it's the kind of book that you get given at Christmas and immediately put in your loo. The book contains 5 hilarious cock-ups from the English stage, one of which is wrong on 2 counts, being attributed to the wrong play and mistaking a deliberate piece of wit with an error, and the others are all sort of minor slips of the tongue, with an actor transposing words in a line, common enough and possibly true, but not really substantive." Chamberlain's text for this entry runs thus. "In the play of Richard III, the Duke of Buckingham being betrayed by his servant Bannister, a messenger coming hastily into the presence of the king to bring him word of the Duke's surprisal, Richard asking him what news, he replied,
'My liege, the Duke of Bannister is ta'en, and Buckingham has come for his reward.'"
Badum tish. Which means we can infer that the correct line is,
"My liege, the Duke of Buckingham is ta'en, and Bannister is come for his reward."
Which tells us so much more. The Duke of Buckingham rebelled against King Richard, and some guy called Bannister presumably has something to do with it. Knowing what generally happens to people who do the dirty work in early modern plays, I'd be checking for the exits. Of course, as earlier stated, the lost play licensed might have nothing to do with this line of dialogue, as Chamberlain's witty errors come from plays as far back as the 1590s at least, but it gives me an excuse to pad out an episode about 2 lines of text. Maybe it's a lost line from an extant play, a scene that got changed along the way. Or, just as probable, Chamberlain completely mangled the text, and it has naff all to do with anything real at all. Makes everything I do feel so worthwhile. What news?
"My liege, the Duke of Buckingham is ta'en, and Bannister is come for his reward."
And that's it for this fragment of a lost play, whichever play it turns out to be from. If you've enjoyed this or other episodes of the podcast, consider leaving us a review on your podcatcher or supporting us directly on our patreon.com/beyondshakespeare, or perhaps throwing a one-off donation on ko-fi.com www.patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Till next time, I leave you with the fragment once again, performed by a leaky chapel. Goodbye. What news?
My liege, the Duke of Bannister is ta'en, and Buckingham has come for his reward.